Yes. Okay, we are back on the record again. File number 220629 in the matter of the appeal of the critical area buffer reduction notice of administrative decision. It is well, it is 237. And I believe I have already forgotten how to pronounce your name. Liberty is going to redirect.
Thank you. And yeah, I just have a few questions. I think we will be able to finish before 2:45. Mr. Wright, we've heard some testimony about how there could have been a mistake that was made or a misunderstanding with the way that Wetland P2 was rated as Mosaic. Other than a misinterpretation of what the ecology manual stated at the time, is there any other reason that wetlands L1, L2, and P2 would be categorized together?
Radke Associates generally takes what we like to call a conservative approach when we're identifying constraints to development for clients on sites. In this particular case, part of the rationale may have been to make sure that that conservative approach was in there and that the maximum possible extent of buffer that could be applied to that area was in fact applied to that area. Again, they were clearly delineated as separate wetlands with the road berm and pipe identified during our earlier work to show that they are not in fact one wetland. But during the evaluation of that, considered to be one wetland for the purposes of rating, if upon review by the appropriate regulatory agencies that they determined that our classification was incorrect and that it should in fact be valued, rated at a lower rating, then that just makes the buffer smaller rather than to have to explain to a client, oh yeah, we said that you only had a 50-foot buffer when in fact it was a 200-foot buffer.
Okay, thank you. And when you are reviewing aerial photographs and before you conduct a site evaluation, do you use photos off of Google Maps?
Yeah, whatever photos are available. I mean, Google Earth has been a boon to this work. Used to send people over to the University of Washington Library and actually pull the physical aerial photographs out to use to look at these before the internet age. But yeah, whatever photos are available, and Google Earth images are quite simply the easiest ones to access.
Okay. When you are looking at some of the physical features on a site, such as streams or where natural features are located, do you usually find the specific locations of those off of aerial photographs, or do you rely on more specific site maps?
Oh, we definitely rely. Aerial photo interpretation is just that, it's interpretation. And that for the purposes of developing site maps, for the purposes of regulatory processes, is that we rely on very site-specific data based on survey.
And Mr. Seligin asked a few questions about the flow of the water through the pipe that's underneath wetland P2. Do you recall that testimony?
I do.
And do you remember which way the ground level slopes around P2?
Yes, it slopes from east to west, and that I believe that based on the survey data that we had received, is that the eastern end of the pipe that connects from P2 to L1, L2 is a foot higher than the west end of the pipe is. Meaning that water can only flow through that pipe in one direction.
So that would mean that water would flow away from
P
wetland P2.
from away from P2 to wetland L1, L2.
Okay. And I think that is all of the questions that I have for you. Thank you.
Do you have any further questions, Mr. Telegin?
Yeah. Did you speak with your attorneys during that break?
I did not.
Okay. You said you took a conservative approach. I don't understand what that means.
Again, when making a determination on wetland ratings, we will generally go with the higher rating and the greater buffer for the purposes of making an assessment of the site, particularly when a client is proposing to do large-scale development on a property. If there's a question, always err on the side of the resource.
Mm-hmm. Because clients don't, I think as you said, you don't like coming back and telling clients, turns out you have more restrictions than you thought.
Yes.
Right. And then the berm, you talked about the berm. Was that identified in your prior reports and erratic use reports?
I believe that there is a description of either calling it a berm or the logging road that is the eastern end or the western end of wetland P2, separating it from L1, L2.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Do you have any redirect, Liberty?
Did you testify to any location of a berm in the questions that I've asked you in the past few minutes?
Other than to acknowledge that there is a pipe through the berm at the western end of P2.
Okay. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Wright. Maybe a quick couple of minutes here. We will be reconvening on Monday, December 4th, and that time is 8:30 a.m. Is that correct, Ms. Walston?
And I think my invite, since it was recurring for Friday and Monday, I think it might say that it ends at like 2:15 or something like that. But we'll update the end date because I know that Monday we were supposed to go until 4, I believe. So it would be 8:30 to 4.
Okay.
Also, just I don't know if it matters to anyone, but I won't be clerking. It'll be Caitlin. She'll be in here on Monday. But she's been here the whole time, just kind of behind the scenes. So just so you know, put out there.
Thank you. Anything else that we should address here before we end for the day? All right.
So.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody, and we'll see you Monday morning.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you.